We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pew, pew, pew.
The most disappointing superhero ever.
He just French fry ejaculates dick. French fries.
Like waiting for Batman and French fry dick comes flying down.
When you say French fry dick, you would assume just like small, limp,
nope.
Greasy dick. No, he shoots full fries out of his dick. Welcome to the Holy Hour.
I'm Amelia Sampson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
And I just had a full meltdown trying to do this intro. It's getting worse and worse. You would think it'd be getting easier for me. It's not.
We gotta change it up. We gotta switch it up.
Yeah. We have to keep it fresh.
Funky fresh so for the listeners.
Fresh and so clean. I was talking today on TikTok Live because I was like, I have to go. I'm about to go record the podcast. And then I just ranted about how organized you are with like making notes before the episodes now. I'm like, because I'm so used to coming over here and being like, what do you want to talk about today? You know, or like texting before it on the way over or just like thinking. But you're like, I come over, you like open up your notebook. You're like, we have some topics. Like, she's so organized now. I freaking love it, which is good because
Amelia
like,
got me my notebook that I use to take little notes. It says Liz on it.
I really like the font that she used on that cover.
I like it too. I was wondering if you wrote it.
No, God, I could never.
Did you get it from Etsy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get, yeah. Try to get everything from Etsy now. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know what is like the most tinfoil hat thing you believe.
Oh, I love this question. I've talked about it before. Like, I know that I have more answers
Amelia
than this.
But the flat earther.
The first time, yeah, we actually haven't been to the moon. No, I'm just kidding. We have.
We went to the moon in 1969.
Is that even Stevens?
Yes. Revealing my age.
That was a great show. Mm-hmm. I am 100% convinced that we live in a simulation, and I'm just like waiting to get deleted, you know, because like I feel like I know too much. Outside of that, I feel like I, like, I'm pretty mild in my beliefs about things because I like love science and scientists, and we should listen to doctors and not Donald Trump.
Who?
Yeah, haven't heard that name in years. But I don't know. What's your answer? Because I'll probably think of something when I hear yours.
I'm not really a conspiracy theorist. It's more of like just, I don't know, weird, like unexplainable things. I love the idea of aliens. I used to be terrified of the idea of aliens, but now I'm like, please come get me.
Yeah, I know. Beam me up, daddy.
Can we go? I'm done.
Right. I called you from my Uber app like 6 years ago. I'm still waiting.
Yeah.
I'm like ready to get off Earth.
Sending out signals from my brain. Please come get me. Yeah. I'm ready to go.
Seriously. You know what I think about all the time? This could really be a whole discourse. We should have like an offshoot episode about aliens. But they could just be chilling here. But like we don't have the capacity to understand like senses that aren't ours. So like. We just assume we would be able to see aliens or hear them, but like they probably have senses that like we don't even know exists, and that keeps me awake at night. And there's probably colors that we don't even know exist on other planets, but our feeble little brains can't comprehend that as a reality. Seriously, Liz. Okay, so I guess this is something. This is one of my tinfoil things, tinfoil hat things. I think about this constantly. But I don't know. I've always thought about, like, I think if there were aliens in the United States knew, I mean, there are aliens, but if the United States knew about it, Donald Trump would have spilled the beans the past 4 years. He would have.
I feel like they would just not tell him.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Just kept it from him? Actually, you know, you're probably right. They probably had to, like, rewrite the book.
They just gave him that tiny desk, and they were like, here's a stack of papers for you to sign. And then they're just, like, made up papers. And
it's like, give him a crayon.
Yeah, exactly. Go sit in the corner. That's essentially what I felt like he probably did.
That's probably the case.
And then what I was going to say is... okay. I told you about the weird Uber driver I had once, right?
And I think I had the same Uber driver. We talked about this on a past episode. Yes.
And he, like, I was, like, on a date and we were, like, on our way to wherever we were going. And we were, like, a little drunk. And I was, like, I said something about aliens and then, or, like, ghosts. And then my Uber driver was, like, ghosts, like, do exist. They're, like, we just can't see them. Like, they have lives and, like, everything around us, like, in the same, like, buildings and stuff. Like, maybe they're walking around and, like, they can see and hear us, but we can't see or hear them. I've also heard that ghosts are, like, not actually ghosts. Like, yeah, they're just, like, in a different dimension.
Yeah.
And then...
it's like interstellar shit.
Yeah. Or they're stuck in a time loop. So it's, like...
poor thing.
All... So time is, like, a weird idea that I feel like more and more people have been exploring because COVID has made us realize, like, the months fly by, but the days are, like, long. Like, how time happens and how we experience it are so different.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's that, like, how you experience time. I think time is just also a concept, like, we don't know everything about.
No,
so.
I mean, we can't comprehend it. Like, we're the only animals, really, that keep time.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, there's all these theories that it's on a plane and it doesn't actually exist. And there's, like, a million, infinite universes where different things have happened at the same time. It's just, it's, listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson explain this made me feel like I had a PhD in it. I was high.
Ask me about time.
Yeah, I know everything.
I don't have any for you.
Too important listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson. It's really interesting, but it's scary. It's scary.
Yeah.
I like to just pretend it's not happening.
That nothing's happening.
Yeah, that this is just it. This is just how it is.
I would say, so maybe two of the most, like, tinfoil type hat things I would believe in is your gut instinct. If it's, since, like, time is maybe something that we don't fully grasp or understand, I was like, maybe your gut instinct is either your past or future self, like, warning you of something.
I've actually heard that theory before.
And then... I also was like, technically, I saw this TikTok where, like, your life now is accumulation of your decision making.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, like, you are in control of your fate a little bit. And I was like, that's actually kind of a good point. I feel like I've made a lot of decisions that have gotten me to where I am right now.
100%.
So...
and then there's also the argument, like, well, a plane could fall out of the sky and kill you, and, like, that wasn't your decision making, but you also made the decision to be where the plane ended up, so, like, you're kind of still in control of it in some sense. But I mean, I understand both arguments.
I saw a post on Reddit where, like, I think a scientist, like, was studying time travel and basically, like, concluded that even if you interfered with, so if time travel existed, if you interfered with, like, your parents meeting or something, they would still eventually meet, which also implies the existence of fate. And I was just like,
what?
Yeah, your parents would still meet. I don't know. I think there's a lot of shit that we don't know. And also one time I was very high on shrooms and I was like, what if what we're experiencing right now that we are, like, calling life is just, like, the cocoon phase of, like, your soul's existence?
Yeah.
Like, we're just letting our little souls develop in these meat suits And then when you die, is the butterfly.
Shit. This is some Matrix phase. Shit. Yeah. They literally had like a cocoon that you would pop out of.
I just think death is not all that we've like summed it up.
Well, you can't destroy energy. And so like when people say like, oh, I still feel like his energy in this house when somebody dies, that's because you can. And like that's nuts to me. And that feels like there's something more going on that like I don't think that we're ever going to completely understand. Death is such a weird thing because there are so many people that like, I mean, this could be BS, but like people that aren't religious, air quotes, saying that they die and they see people like, and then they get brought back to life. Like they get like resuscitated and they come back and they're just like, yeah, like there was a TikTok trend of, can somebody like, it was, people were stitching with this video where this guy was like, can somebody make death less scary for me? And this girl was telling a story that she was like, she saw how it felt to die and it was really, really peaceful. And so you shouldn't be afraid of it. And like, she told this whole story and it's just, I don't know. It really makes you think. And I'm not religious. Liz isn't religious. So like, this isn't coming from like a religious perspective of like, there's more, but there has to be.
I definitely believe there's something bigger than our, like what we can see and comprehend.
Yeah.
As humans, mm-hmm. but like humans are flawed.
Yeah.
So I just think that there's more that we like, don't know yet. And I also think that, have you seen Surviving Death?
Mm-mm.
So it's a series on Netflix and it's new and they just like explore so many different spectrums of death and like near death experiences. They talk to like psychics and stuff and that's like, you could take it or you could leave it, but it does not change the overall message of each episode of like, tons of people telling their near-death experiences, where like maybe they like died like prematurely and then they were resuscitated and they all essentially say the same thing of like, it's like they feel like they're home.
Mm-hmm.
And when like whoever they meet when they die is like, okay, like you have to go back. They're like, they don't want to. They're
what?
Like, no. Yeah. They're like very sad and that they have to go back and be a person.
What the fuck?
Yeah. They're like, it's not your time, but like, we'll be here when you come back. So
I just got chills all over my body.
Yeah.
Oh, what the fuck?
And then they also explore like the scientific side of that. Like, because people could be like, oh, well, you just have like all of these synapses like firing off when you're dying,
yeah.
Which is like not scientifically true. So they just like debunk a bunch of things scientifically, but they also explore things like mediums and stuff like that.
There's this, oh my God, what is the drug? DMT. Like, cause your brain release, did they talk about DMT at all before I talk about this? Cause, okay, so like,
I haven't gone through the whole series.
Apparently your brain releases DMT when you die. And like, that's the like life flashing before your eyes. You like meet all of these people thing that people experience. This is like a theory. So when you take the drug DMT, you have that experience of like getting pulled through a hole. That's what they say. And it gives you the experience of like what death would feel like, in a sense, because it rushes your brain with this drug and mm-hmm. it's like a really short high, I guess. Maybe I've watched videos of people taking it. What'd you say?
Maybe I should try
that. It seems intense. When people take it, like they just like close their eyes and they just have like a little smile on their face. And then they come back like 10 minutes later and they're like, what the fuck? Like, and there's just so much shit happening for that. You have to, there's this YouTube show. I'm sure I've talked about it on the podcast called Drugs Lab.
They're Dutch. You did.
Oh my God. They did DMT on it and it sounded phenomenal. And I'm not big into experimenting with drugs. I just never have been. Not against it, just never. But watching them do this stuff, the only drug that they hated was salvia, that she had a full meltdown. But everything else has been like very educational. So I don't know, I want to learn more about DMT just from like a death perspective of like what's happening.
What will it feel like when I die?
Yeah, I don't know. What do I expect?
Maybe that would make it less scary.
It might. So. But it might make it more scary. Just like whenever I think about doing hallucinogens, I'm like, I know me and my anxiety levels and I would fly off the handlebars. I already know, but maybe if I go into that with that mindset, it would be worse. I don't know.
Time is a concept we don't fully understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's something we made up too, maybe.
Yeah. And for why? Just to make sense of everything going on? I mean, like...
Farming? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to use sundials in preschool. We, like, learned how to read sundials and why sundials worked. And I was fucking fascinated that, like, they've just, like, built... As a kid, I was like, we have built everything that we know. Kid brain thoughts. We've built everything that we know around time about where the sun is. And, like... That's just to understand.
Just to make just, it make
just
sense.
To make, like yeah, just construct the world, like, to, like, understand it.
For how many days we've measured in a year, like, technically that's not right?
Yeah.
Because there's, like, leap years.
Like, what did you see Interstellar?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, how we use the sun to measure our time, but then planets in our solar system experience time differently by the same measure of the sun, but then, like, is it because of the sun? Like, is it because, like, there's just so much shit that just, like, I can't break through the barrier in my brain to make it make sense. Like, like, why does time move slower in some places? Like, why, like, I just, what is time? It gets me, like, this is why I can't think about it, because I go fucking crazy. Like, I will read shit posts on the internet until, like, 6 a.m. when I start going down these rabbit holes, because I'm just never gonna understand it. I just can't my brain can't get there, but it wants to.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
That's what I'm hoping happens when we die, is that, like, everything makes sense and you're just like,
yeah. Yeah. Oh,
yeah, I get it.
There it is. I feel like one of the Westworld just robots.
All my questions answered.
I'm like, really, I feel like I'm starting to, like, wake up a little bit.
I think a lot of people feel that way in 2020, mm-hmm. after 2020 happened.
That's so true. That's so true.
And two, I don't know if anyone's into numerology, but 4 is the number of foundation building. So I would assume that is just recreating all of our foundation building. Numerology combined
equals 4. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then on top of that, combining Saturn entering Aquarius. Ooh, girl.
Oh, damn.
Shit's about to change.
I love when you send me that. What's her name? The,
Maren Altman.
She is stupid hot.
Yeah, she's insanely hot. And then also just has this
baseless knowledge.
Major energy of, like, do not fuck with
yes,
me.
Yes, yeah. God, she is
don't waste my time.
Phenomenal.
Don't fuck with me.
But I love when you send me her videos and you're like...
Good luck coming your
yeah,
way.
Yeah, prepare for this, my little Leo rising. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited.
back to conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you I dated a conspiracy theorist?
No. To what capacity?
He's a 9/11 conspiracy theorist.
What did he think? It was an inside job?
He was like, I remember when he told me too. We had already been dating for like 6 months, and we were sitting in a bar and, like, waiting for our drinks to come, and I don't even remember how he brought it up, but essentially confessed to me, maybe confession, it wasn't a confession, he, like, told me about, we were, like, joking about conspiracy theories or something, and then he said, like, that he's, like, a 9/11 conspiracy theorist, and I remember specifically, I was like, Liz, do not react.
Yeah.
My face is very expressive. Mm-hmm. It's really hard for me to keep a secret or hide how I'm feeling.
Yep.
Because my eyebrows just kind of, like...
Do their own thing.
Move off of my head. Yeah. They have a mind of their own. Anyways, I was just like, keep it still. Like, don't move. And I was just looking at him and I was like, oh... And then he was like, do you, like, know anything about the
my God
theories? And I was like, no, I have not looked into that. And then he was like, I was like, well, what do you specifically think about it? And he was like, I just don't think that, what is it, gas can melt steel beams or something?
I was just
something.
About to say that. Like, yeah. Give me a whole entire
the number
plane
one.
Went through a building. You know, Pete Carroll is a 9/11 truther.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, the Seahawks coach.
Oh.
You didn't?
I don't know sports.
I'm so sorry.
Go sports.
Anyway, it's fucking ridiculous because very, very intelligent people believe this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then, so my brother is friends with this girl who's a flat earther, and like low-key, I'm like, maybe she's like a flat earther for attention. Mm-hmm. But also when he was telling me about it, he was like, yeah, she's a flat earther. And I was like, how? How? And then he was like, these people who believe these kinds of conspiracy theories spend so much time like watching YouTube videos. So if you just challenge them, that they've invested a bunch of time in researching mm-hmm. this so they can like repeat all of this fucking things that they've watched on like YouTube or read about. And then you're sitting there like, okay, I don't have like some intense argument to make like you, but also I just believe science, like
right. I mean, they'll watch all this stuff to just further confirm what they believe. And then, did you see The Social Dilemma? Have we talked about this?
I haven't seen it.
So in there, they talked about how, like, they talked about flat earthers specifically, how they will like subscribe to groups specific to their belief, and then like the Facebook algorithm will see that, and then they'll serve them more news articles and ads that further confirm that. So you get pulled into this echo chamber and you just will believe whatever you see because you have this, like, you have that going on where you're only seeing those things, and then you have a confirmation bias of like your radar is already high, so you're gonna pay attention to these things popping up on your feed, which is so fucking scary. And Facebook knows that that's a problem because we're living in a post-truth era now because of ad dollars. That's it. Facebook mm-hmm. has no incentive to change that because they're making money from it. That's how they keep people on the app. And that's how they serve people ads that make them click and buy things. And then people keep spending, advertisers keep spending money on Facebook. It's this perpetual cycle. And Zuckerberg, I mean, he's been in court so much about this because, like, the way that they're using our data, I have no issue with them taking my data. I'm like, fucking have it. I'm not hiding anything.
Like, the government's watching me. And I'm like,
nobody cares.
The government is fucking bored with anything I'm doing.
Like, yeah, I have nothing to hide from the government. I'm
not a person of interest.
But then I can understand how scary it is to have it be used in ways to keep us on apps like Facebook that mm-hmm. then gives people false information because the truth just does not matter anymore.
And if you think about older generations, they grew up where everything they read was true. So they're not going to be like, you know, younger generations who grew up around social media reading like fucking spam emails. Like, if you don't repost this.
Yeah.
If you don't send this email to 10 people.
It's going to be a clown over your bed tonight. Yeah.
A witch will sneak out of your mirror and eat your feet or something.
I felt so bad for my parents to explain to me that that was all BS when I was a kid. So scare listen, the hell out of me.
Not real.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Like,
but Bloody Mary is gonna climb out of my mirror.
Why was Bloody Mary so influential to our generation?
I don't know. How was that possible? It's a delicious drink.
Oh, it is. Oof. I'll drink a Bloody Mary any time of day. Mm-hmm. I'll order it at bars at like 9 p.m. and they're like, no.
It's like a meal, but it's like a vodka salad.
Yeah. Oh, God. I love a vodka salad.
I love when a Bloody Mary comes with a bunch of treats, too.
Oh, my God. Yes.
A bunch of snacks.
There are some places that'll serve, neither of us eat red meat, but they'll have little tiny hamburger sliders, mm-hmm. like, on skewers in the Bloody Mary. Phenomenal invention. That's the most American thing I've ever heard, and I love it.
Where I went to college, so on Fridays, they had something called Yard Jars. And it is that massive, like the really big mason jars full of whatever drink you want. So I remember when my parents came to visit me, like my parents love Bloody Marys. My dad is like a Bloody Mary connoisseur.
Love that.
But we like, my mom ordered a Bloody Mary there and it came out in this big ass jar and it had like a strip of bacon, a slice of pepper jack cheese,
oh my God.
And all,
that sounds so fucking
all
good.
Of these like things popping out of it. So I took a picture of it and to this day it is my mom's contact photo. It's this Bloody Mary.
I've seen that. You've sent me a screenshot of the thing she said. I'm like, why the drink?
You're like, what is that?
That's so funny.
It's a Bloody Mary in a mason jar.
Oh God, I love a Bloody Mary.
But the yard jars, I remember, I don't know. People get fucked up on those. Like, I remember one of my friends got a white Russian in one of those.
No.
And I was just like, you are out drinking a gallon of milk.
Yep. That is disgusting.
Think about that.
They taste so good, though. But fuck. Like, that is not good on a stomach.
I just don't like milk.
It's half and half. But still, they have half and half with soy milk now. Uh-huh. Instead of...
That's what I have.
What?
Yeah.
I just found out about this, like, 2 weeks ago because we were drinking my Russians. It's very exciting for me.
I am like, what would a white Russian be like with coconut milk?
Ooh.
I would fuck that up.
Oh, my God. That would be, like, a nice little...
A little treat. A
little smoothie.
Yeah.
A little Kahlua vodka smoothie.
Vodka smoothie.
Love that.
We're just like combining vodka with like healthier things.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, I've been drinking gin and kombucha.
A
lot. It's my drink now.
Yeah. I mean, it's refreshing. You're doing yourself a favor, if mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah.
Really.
I'm keeping my... gut biome in check.
Yeah. I mean, like, it would be a crime to not drink gin exactly. and kombucha, really. have you ever had a Bloody Mary on an airplane?
No.
My dad used to drink them all the time, and so now I order them on airplanes. They hit different on airplanes. They're not good Bloody Marys, but if you separate yourself from it being a Bloody Mary, it's very enjoyable. Like, it hits different up at 5,000 feet.
I've definitely accidentally gotten a little drunk on an airplane.
That's so easy to do because of the altitude.
Yeah. We need to talk about... Okay, so someone emailed us.
Oh my God. I haven't actually read the whole email. It was long.
So a listener emailed us. Shout out to this listener. You're hilarious.
We were dying.
But she had told us a story about her coworker who sent her an unsolicited dick pic, like her and another coworker. And was just like cracking a few jokes about it. But then she included the dick pic that this guy sent her. And it wasn't like it was an attachment. It was just like copy pasted at the bottom of the email.
Chilling in the body of the email. Liz,
there was no way to avoid seeing it.
No, Liz texted me and she was like, we got a dick pic in our inbox. And yeah. I thought I was going to have to open an attachment. And I was on my work computer. I was like, I'm about to get flagged. I know, you just scrolled down a little bit and it's like dick. Next. Oh, so tell the story because I don't want to
ruin
it.
Like the story of the email?
Uh-huh.
I can't remember it off the top of my head, but essentially, I don't want to read the whole thing.
It's a long email.
Yeah, it's a long email, but essentially, her coworker sent her this dick pic of like his dick next to a tape measure
mm-hmm.
to show how big it was.
But it was small,
right? I feel like it wasn't small. It was like average.
I thought that the whole point of the thing. See, I obviously didn't read this closely enough.
So like he kept like bragging to his coworkers that is. About how big his dick was, and then sent her this picture, and then sent it to like another coworker.
Oh, that was the thing. He was acting like it was above yeah. average, and it was just like a normal yeah. sized dick.
And then he was like, "I'm sorry, please don't share it." And then she had shared it with everyone,
including us.
Yeah, including us. So I mentioned this story to my boyfriend, and then I was like, "Yeah, like, I guess he put his like." Erect penis next to a ruler, and then he was like oh well, so how big is that in Liz measurement? Because so when I got my two tattoos, like there's one on each forearm, and initially when I emailed my tattoo artist about like what I had in mind, because they're my first tattoos, and I was like, I kind of want to stay around the size of like 2 inches, and then when I was getting them, I said something about 2 inches, and then she like didn't say anything. So I just assumed that they were 2 inches, and then I told my boyfriend like, yeah, they're just like 2 inches. And he was like, what? Show me your tattoos. And then I showed them to him, and he was like, no, that is not 2 inches, Liz.
No, that's like 5 or 6.
It's 4.
Okay.
Because we measured them.
Oh my God, but that's so funny. Was, double what
I
you thought
like,
it was.
I just assumed it. Like, she was like, she didn't say otherwise. So I just assumed that they were still 2 inches because that's what we talked about. And then he was like, have you ever heard why girls are bad at guessing how big something is? It's because guys are always lying about their size. And I was like, that's pretty fucking funny.
Damn.
So anytime we're talking about the measurement of something, he's like, Oh, damn. That's like really big for Liz inches.
That's so funny. That's really, really funny.
Yeah. You get twice the size with me because
it's a selling point. I just like can't. So it was one of her coworkers that sent the picture.
Yeah.
That's uber fucked up.
Yeah. So then they like her. She also included like a story about how her and her coworkers were then like taking a tape measure around the office and like measuring things. And they're like, oh, I thought it was bigger than that.
Like in front of him?
Yes.
That's hysterical.
And then apparently her boss was like, what are you joking about? And then they told her. And then the boss was like, haha, that's funny. Serves him right. But also, her boss should fire him.
Yeah, I was just about to say
because
that.
Because that's sexual harassment.
Yeah, an unsolicited dick pic is an HR violation.
I mean, and technically, this listener also sent us an unsolicited dick pic.
That's true.
It was unsolicited to her and unsolicited to us. Part of me had a thought. I was like, what if this is actually just a man with, like, a shame kink and wants us to talk about how small his dick is. And guys, it's not small. It's just average.
It's just average sized.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with a small dick. Like,
no. It's not about the size of the boat. No. It's the motion of the ocean.
I am a small person, and I appreciated the small dick I had one time.
Amen to that.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
I didn't realize that because I won't discriminate. I'm okay with a small dick. But I didn't realize how much I loved a big dick until recently. It really, since I started hooking up with someone with like a large penis, I've realized how I now crave that.
A dig bick.
Yeah, a dig bick. I just didn't know before that it mattered. I mean, it still doesn't really, but it's nice.
What would you say is like the biggest difference for you between a dig bick and...
And
an average
and a,
or yeah. small one.
Sol dick. Wait, no. What am I looking for? How do you do dig
doll
big?
Doll sick.
Doll sick. I actually don't really know. You know what? Now that I think about it, it might not be the dick. It might be the person attached to the dick.
True. That's because what I was thinking too.
It's the dig bick that I'm talking about is just the best sex I've ever had, period. Mm. So it might not be the dick, but it is now what I'm kind of, that's where my bar is set now.
the diggest bick that I've had, I got a bladder infection, so.
Holy shit. How big was it?
It was very dark, so I didn't see it. I just felt it.
Like, show me
with
your hands.
Jesus Christ.
Show me with your hands. Like, how big you think it was?
Like at least the size of this.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. It hurt.
That would like break through your cervix.
Right?
That's horrible.
Yeah. I didn't have fun.
There's this like thing with like porn culture where like huge dicks are like.
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
It was too big.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then I remember he was like, are you okay? And I was like, this is just like the biggest I've had. Have you seen Broad City at all?
Some episodes, yeah, but not a lot of it.
I don't remember what season this is, but like Alana brings this guy home. It's the basketball player, Blake
Griffin. Yeah. Oh, I have seen that episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, he's naked, and then she just busts out hysterically laughing. And then he's like, oh, is something wrong? And she's like, no, I cannot physically take you. And she's like, it's beautiful, but I will die. I'm just like, I relate to that so much. I love Alana.
I feel like a lot of the conversations that they have are very us. I think you sent me a TikTok of them with a strap on. I was like, that is exactly how a conversation would go. If I called you, like, I don't know what to do, you would have that reaction and vice versa.
I would be... freaking out.
Yep.
I would be twerking on the wall. okay. Let me mentally prepare you to fuck this guy with a strap on. You'd be like, no. I don't know if I want to do it. I'd be like, you're going to do it.
You're doing it.
You're going to fuck this guy with a strap on right now.
We could be that person for each other. No, I saw that. I was like, it's just so perfect. It's just so perfect. That's how our interactions are.
Yeah.
We're them. They are us.
Same, same, but different.
Same, same, but different. There was another topic that you wanted to, you probably wrote it down. I'm going to let you drive.
We're going to talk about, a listener sent us an email and asked us a question, and they said, should I just read the whole thing?
Yeah.
So they said, hey guys, I just wanted to start this off by saying I absolutely love your podcast. Oh. Listening to it feels like I'm just chatting with my girlfriends and having a great time.
I love that.
So cute. That's what we want. It's mutual. Yeah. But I have a question. Amelia, I know you have an IUD and I've been thinking about getting one, so I won't have to worry about taking the pill. What's your opinion on it? Pros and cons? Was the procedure to get it placed painful? Thank you. Much love.
That's a great question.
Sent from my iPhone.
That's a really great question. So I'll caveat it with it's so different for everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, some people have a great reaction, like me. Like, I have really haven't had any issues with my IUD. But then I know a lot of people that one of my best friends, she had a period for like 3 months and she was like ill and chalk white because it was just draining her of literally. And I don't want to say that to scare you, but there's so many risks involved that just talk to your doctor about it. And they'll be honest about it. Those risks are rare. I think that the people that go out of their way to post on like review websites, that would be one thing. Stay away from review websites because it's either people that have had amazing reactions or awful, awful reactions.
Yeah.
And some people might not even have it and they just want to like raise hell, you know?
I would recommend like maybe looking on Reddit. So I think it's also important mentioning that there's two different kinds of IUDs. Mm-hmm. So there is the non-hormonal IUD, which is a copper IUD. Mm-hmm. And then there is the hormonal IUD, and it like has progesterone,
right? I think is how you say it. I have no idea.
And it's like a fake hormone, basically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you can get one that is 5 years, and that's like Mirena and things like Mirena. And then there are, right? Is it Mirena?
Yeah. Yeah. So I had Skyla first, which is 3 years, and it's smaller.
Yeah. Skyla, and then like a few other ones are like the 3 year ones, and they are, they're tiny and they fucking hurt.
And now they have, Kylina is the one that I have now, which is as small as a Skyla and it's 5 years. So they're starting to get more. They say that if you haven't had a baby to do something like a Skyla and a Kylina, because your uterus is smaller.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's just so many options. Just talk to your doctor. We're not experts, of course, and I know that you're not asking for an expert advice, but just like my advice, I suggest getting an IUD just based on my own experience. But Liz had a completely different experience with hers, and she doesn't have it anymore because she didn't have a great time with it.
No.
I have not had any issues. I've been really, really lucky. The only negative, the only con, which isn't really, I guess two only cons, which I said last week, was I don't get a period anymore. Which sucks.
There's so many people listening who would be like, fuck yeah. Yeah,
I know. But it's like, fuck. I love that little reminder.
Confirmation. Like, oh, I don't have any reason to worry.
Exactly. So I just don't get a period. Which is, again, a positive for a lot of people. But for me, I need it because I have anxiety. And then sometimes when I'm cramping, I can feel the arms of it, which was like a little scary at first. I was like, and I've heard from some guys that they can feel the strings on some girls' IUDs. Mine coiled up, so I thought that my IUD fell out for a while because I was checking for my strings and I couldn't feel them, so I had to go to the doctor.
The strings is the weirdest part, mm-hmm. where you're like feeling for them and you're like, there's that little fishing wire.
Yeah, there's that thing that is inside of my body. Like that is a bizarre feeling. Mine coiled up instantly for my first one and I was like, it's gone. Like I don't know, where did my IUD go? Did my body swallow it? Did I poop it out? Like, where is it? It was there, that just coiled up. So I guess my advice would be just like, come with a lot of questions and ask all of them. And if you don't feel like your gynecologist is being patient with you through those questions, go somewhere else, because there's a ton of amazing gynecologists that will answer all your questions.
Because I only wanted to commit to the 3 year one. Because I stupidly was like, I'm going to have kids by the time I'm 28.
Oh God.
Bonk. That was stupid of me. Now I'm like, whoa, what? Yes. What am I, a child bride? Yeah. Get out of here. Yeah, so I had to remind her I was getting Skyla, which was fucking scary. She couldn't even remember which one I wanted. And then when she put it in, I almost passed out.
It hurts like hell.
Yeah.
Took Advil before.
And I wouldn't have even known that if I didn't have friends telling me, like, mm-hmm. oh, you should take some Advil before you mm-hmm. go. And I even had another friend who was like, I have a really low pain tolerance, so I made sure I got, like, a legit painkiller
yeah.
prescribed to me before I went in.
Yeah. It is not a good feeling. I'm not going to lie to you. It hurts getting it in, but then it's done.
You should ask if, like, they could apply, like, a local anesthetic to mm-hmm. to your cervix.
Yeah.
Like Novocaine for your vagina.
It's like if you've ever gotten a pap smear done, it's like that for longer and higher up.
And worse.
And it's nothing like a pap smear. But it's the same kind of like reaction. Right. That's the thing.
It's so quick.
It goes by fast.
Pap smears just make me uncomfortable.
I fucking hate pap smears.
The insertion of the IUD, it was so painful. And I was just like, I remember I was like, fuck. And then she was like, are you okay? And I was like, I just need to lay here for a second. Like, I was lightheaded. I almost didn't have, I had a friend drive me, and I almost didn't do that. And then I went to work after.
Holy shit.
And I was just sitting there like, this was when I worked in retail, too. I was like, no one fucking talked to me.
That fucking sucks. You have to be on your feet.
I'm an idiot.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Ouch. Oh, but you didn't know. No. You had no way of knowing.
They didn't tell me anything.
It's awful. The pain, like, shot up my back. And then I was bleeding, like, crazy for hours after. And
did you not get yours when you were on your period?
No.
Oh, okay. So here's another tip that the doctors might not tell you is you need to get it inserted while you're on your period. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're, yeah.
It's just, it hurts less and it's easier to get up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe my Skyla, they put it in during my period, but I wasn't getting a period by the time I got my Kylena put in. Mm. So they were just like, well, it's kind of going blind. But I had a new guy. My first gynecologist was phenomenal. I don't know where she went, but they placed me with this man, to get my new one put in. And I was like, I don't want a man to do this. Like, no, fuck that. He is one of the best doctors I've ever had, period. I
love that.
I just recommended him to one of our friends, and she had a great experience with him, too.
Aww.
Yeah, she texted me. She was like, thank you so much, like, that he's great. And he is. He's just really good at making you feel comforted, which I would have never have expected because, like, that's kind of, like, a sensitive area. I'm like, I would like somebody with a vagina looking at my vagina, but he's fantastic. And it was virtually painless from like a process standpoint.
I have had two good gynecologists.
They are,
and that's it.
It's so important. Gynecologists are one of those professions you want to have a good doctor. It's not like,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you always want to have good doctors, but for something so sensitive like gynecology, like, you want somebody you can trust. Like, I don't know. If you just feel dismissed, mm-hmm. like that guy that when you took the monostat or you did the monostat.
And yeah,
just, like,
and then he tried to convince me I had something else
he
wrong.
He was being a salesman, and that's fucked yeah. up.
I like, you don't need to sell me fear.
Yeah.
And, like, profit off of that. Well, so hopefully that was enough information for you to help you make a decision. Mm-hmm. Definitely do your research on what kind of IUD you want. And I would absolutely search on Reddit. Like, even when you're doing your Google search, just put Reddit yeah. at the end of it. And then it'll show you a bunch of different threads. And don't let anything scare you, because literally everyone is so different. Mm-hmm. Everyone's body is different. Everyone's, like, natural level of hormones are different. So you're not really going to know what works for you until you try it.
So a little tip that I've learned for myself recently is, because I'm like a doom scroller with medication, like, I held myself to not reading Prozac reviews before I started because I knew it was going to drive me away. You should look up, everybody should look up the reviews for a drug that you take often, like something super basic like Advil, and see how many negative reviews there are, because there are always going to be people that are just on there to scare people. So don't let the internet scare you away from things that are made to help you. Like, yeah. these things are around to help you. And I mean, granted, like, if men could get pregnant, these things would be so much easier to deal with, which is the sad reality. But I've had a really great experience. I know a lot of people that have had really, really great experiences. I've had friends that have had an awful experience with the Nexplanon in the arm.
Oh, yeah.
And friends, so some of my friends, one of my friends got hers inserted and they put it too deep and the muscle grew around it and she had to get surgery to get it out.
I know a few girls that happened to.
But then I have so many friends that it's been phenomenal. So it's really different person to person, which is not helpful advice, but just I think my bottom line would be just find a doctor you can trust and ask questions to.
Oh, yes. Sex fact of the week.
How we're now ending our episodes.
And this one's a short little tidbit.
It is. It's fun. I really hate that I just said that right before I actually read this.
Say it.
Semen is low in calories. There are 36 calories in a teaspoon, to be exact.
How there many, you go. Does it say how many grams of protein?
It doesn't. Well, hold on. 36 calories is linked. Ooh, it links to a 13 crucial facts about his penis. Should we do a bonus fact?
Ooh, I have one other question.
Yes.
Would I be able to log this into my MyFitnessPal?
You should see.
If I'm doing calories in, calorie out.
That would actually be really funny if there was like a semen listing. My guy came after edging
for 2 weeks.
How much
of it? Like
10 teaspoons.
He's been edging for a week because I just really need some extra protein.
Yeah, I just gotta. I'm calorie loading.
Everyone says there's a lot of protein in semen, so I'm wondering how much there actually is. Is there a lot, or is there more in, like, an almond or something?
Well, let's check, actually. I'm going to, you know what, instead of penis facts, we'll do that next week. Let's see.
Semen facts.
How much protein, I'm going to get such weird ads, how much protein is in, well, it turns out this isn't a common search, y'all. I had to type out the whole thing. Okay. This means nothing to me. Healthline.com, I don't know how legit that is, but it says it found that the average protein concentration of semen is 5,040 milligrams per 100 milliliters. Since one ejaculation usually produces 5 milliliters of semen, we can say that the average amount of ejaculation contains around 252 milligrams of protein.
I need that to be compared to something else. Okay. Like, how many grams of protein is that in comparison to
how much is in chicken?
Cashew?
How much protein? So 252 milligrams
in a teaspoon.
In the average amount of ejaculation. So okay. What even is average? How much?
Fellas.
Protein. In
how much do you come?
In an egg. Let's see. In an egg. How much protein in an egg? 6 grams.
6 grams.
But how many milligrams are in a gram? Is that a stupid question?
100.
How?
I don't know.
I'm going to get so much hate mail. How many milligrams in a gram? 1,000. 1,000. We're not out here trying to be mathematicians.
And also, we're in America where we just make things up and we're like, this is a fact.
Right.
So.
We read it once.
We have inches and yards and feet, you know, and acres and miles.
Yeah, and we're the only country that does it. Yeah. America. So we... An egg, 6 grams. So 252 milligrams, which is what's in ejaculation.
It's not that much at all.
It's 0.252 grams. So if you've learned anything from this episode, it's not to get your protein, your daily protein from cum.
No.
It's a nice little boost. It won't hurt.
If you want to swallow, go for it.
Yeah.
But if you're like me and you have a thing about textures...
I can't do
semen and I can't do poke.
Wow. Okay. Somebody I don't want to say his nickname because I don't want him to know that I had an issue with it. He should know. Somebody I don't want to say it though because
Don't say it.
Drama.
You can tell me after.
I will. I was giving head and he didn't warn me that he was about to come, and then I was forced to swallow. I was talking to somebody about this. I was talking to my friend about this, and my male friend was like, is it, and he was like, no, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I always do warn girls before I come.
Yeah.
It's an unspoken rule.
Yeah.
Just fucking warn us. And he came, and he didn't even give indication in his body language that he was about to come. So it was a full surprise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Maybe it was a surprise for him. So I can't. That's why I don't want to say who it is because he might not have meant to. But fuck, it sucked. I've never not been warned. It was the worst.
We need the mental preparation.
Oh, my God.
Just I don't know back if you guys up. Know this, but like cum doesn't really taste good.
No, it sucks. And it's like the force of it coming out right away. It just like, oh, my God,
shoots
I hate it.
To like the your back tonsils.
Yes. Yes. I don't want it. I hate it so much.
You just need to know that it's happening.
Just, yeah, I want to mentally prepare. Give me like a 3-second warning even.
I have only swallowed twice. They were probably 10 years between.
Wow. It's really awful.
Yeah. And the times I've done it, I've just been like so like turned on and into what's happening.
Yes. Yep.
That I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Right. It depends on the circumstance.
Yeah.
I
remember my ex would take it personally. And I
when
was
you
like,
didn't, when you didn't swallow?
Yeah. And I was like, it's not because I like, if it went down easy peasy, sure.
Yeah.
Who cares? But I have a thing about textures. I just can't. Oh
my God. It's like making me nauseous to think about.
I'm like, listen, I have to wear my socks inside out because the seams bother my toes. I cannot swallow your cum because the texture of it reminds me of
and the temperature
cottage
of it.
Cheese. Oh my warm God. Cottage cheese.
Oh God, it's
and
the
it tastes like sour salt.
But it's fun when you do it because it's like when you don't always do it, it's like a fun little treat. It's like, yeah, it's your birthday, I'll swallow.
It's like a reward.
Yeah, like a nice little
you're like, I like you so much that I'll swallow for you.
Uh-huh.
That is the highest accolade you can, yes, get in my book.
My God, propose to me tomorrow. If I'm swallowing your cum, I like you a lot.
Yeah.
I was hooking up with someone consistently, and his cum tasted like old stale French fries. Like exactly like 2-day-old McDonald's French fries. Exactly. It was the worst. I'm like, what are you eating? Because it really is reflected.
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah, and it's just coming out, just full French fries were just like shooting out of his dick. It was like a superpower.
French fry dick. But the caveat is they're 2 days old. Do you eat them? Pew, pew, pew.
The most disappointing superhero ever.
He just French fry ejaculates dick. French fries.
Like waiting for Batman and French fry dick comes flying down.
When you say French fry dick, you would assume just like small, limp,
nope,
greasy dick. No, he shoots full fries out of his dick. I was just thinking like the perfect like match for French fry dick would be like a woman who like squirts ketchup out of her tits.
Fuck yeah. They would be like one of those like.
We've got French fry dick and ketchup titties on the scene. They're to defeat the Green Goblin.
Yes. Oh, so they partner up.
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking like maybe they're like,
ooh, they hate each other.
Yeah, but then they like fuck at the end. Yeah. There's like kind of like
I do like that.
This sounds like the beginning. If there are any like, I don't know, people that write like porn scripts, hit us up. We have some good ideas. But you have to be
you
responsible
do have
about
to,
it.
Yeah, you have to be responsible, be artistic, and also
artistic.
We would like at our tit stick. We would like at least 3% of the profits. Right?
10% or no deal.
Okay.
10%. They're going to make a lot of money off of this movie. French fry dick and ketchup titties. I can hear the theme song now. Ketchup. Let's call it ketchup dick and French fry titties. I'm already confused.
Dip your French fry dick in my ketchup titty sauce.
Rails.
All right, I think that's a sign that we need to wrap it up.
I'm feeling a little delirious.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap it up, and you should wrap it up.
Yeah, always wrap it up,
fellas.
Unless you get tested and you're monogamous.
Yeah, unless that's a mutual decision you both have made and you're actively comfortable with it.
And you've communicated a lot. And you've made sure that she's not just saying yes because she feels like she has to.
Otherwise, wrap it up
if
with
it's not a
Durex condom. Durex, please sponsor us.
We will forever be trying to wear Durex down. Yeah. Maybe I'll email them later tonight.
Yeah.
Listen,
they don't
we talk
even
about
know
you every
we
week.
Exist.
One day they will, and they'll be sorry. We're going to get a Trojan sponsorship, and they'll be sorry.
I'm not a stan. I'm not a stan, but I will stan Durex.
Yeah.
That is, I will go hard for Durex.
I will, same. Durex, go hard for Durex. Wait, this is a new ad campaign. Go hard for Durex. Oh my God. Durex, you're missing out here.
Yeah, I've never had a Durex condom break, first of all.
That's actually high praise.
Yeah, Trojans never had a Durex condom break. And I use Durex because I don't want to get pregnant, and I haven't. So
look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, and it's never made my made me too dry.
Wow. Yeah.
And Trojans make me dry.
Look at that. If Trojan hits us up in the future, we have to go back and delete this episode.
Yeah. Or at least maybe they can give me some lube.
Yeah. Lube up your condoms a little bit more, Trojan. Durex, we love you, bae.
We love you,
bae. Thanks for the safe sex. We love you. Okay, anyway. Rate us on Apple Podcasts. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it helps us a lot. We want to do this.
Subscribe. You don't have to follow us if you don't want to, but we would like it if you did. And then message us your thoughts. If you have questions or you want to tell us a story, we would love to hear it.
We love hearing from you.
Yeah.
We talk about y'all all the time.
And we'll try and respond too. It's just that we both have full-time jobs.
We're doing our best, but yeah. We really do love hearing from you.
We both have full-time jobs, and Amelia also essentially has another full-time job making content on TikTok.
Yeah.
Amelia has merch that is inspired by her TikToks. So, what is it?
But it's linked everywhere on my link tree on my profile, which is how people find the Holy Hour on Instagram and TikTok. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just came out today, so I'm hyped about it.
Put your merch in the Holy Hour link too.
Should I?
Yes.
Okay, I'll do it for a little bit until we have our own merch.
We could do both.
Okay.
Porque no los dos.
Yeah, true. Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, on
that
note, though.
Now that we're done jerking each other off.
You should tell us what you want to see. If we do get merch, what do you want to see? Just tell us. Yeah, slide into our DMs. Let us know. We want to make stuff that you want to wear.
Hats? Do you want crop tops?
All of the stickers?
Tell us what you want. We will give it to you.
We will make some slutty-ass stickers for your hydro flask.
Slap that baby on your hydro flask.
Let everyone know the slut that you are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway.
Love you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. One day we'll harmonize.
's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.